You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Look at you.
You might remember that from Wake Up Tucson, Old Days of Old. That used to be the song out.
Instead of Monty Python.
Yeah.
Rick Sturtz gave us Monty Python.
Great one.
Always look on the bright side of life. We got Ben from Divine Bovine coming up soon.
He's going to call in a second if we can get Kathleen on first.
He dropped off these burgers and we're eating them.
Good. I'm going to get there. It's like a pound of food in this thing. I haven't got to it yet.
You got the mushroom Swiss.
Oh, my gosh.
Pig Dog got the huckleberry.
Dude, the huckleberry.
Can I have his microphone?
Oh, sure.
You're my huckleberry.
And I got the farmhand or something like that, but we'll talk more about that with Ben.
Which you are totally not a farmhand.
Thank you very much. That's very true.
I've had you out at the ranch, and I've seen you in action. Tenderfoot, we call you.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones on line two. Kathleen Dunbar, are you there?
Hey, guys. Congratulations. Chris, is today your birthday?
It's not. What happened was on Facebook, we did a personal page. It said Chris Joe Wake Up. And then one day they forced me to make it into a human being. I had to send Zuckerberg pictures and birth certificates and all this crazy crap. And so what happened was on Facebook, it's our birthday of the show. So my birthday is not until December.
Well, I was thinking how appropriate that you would be born on April Fool's Day.
Exactly, right.
I've heard that a lot. But it's very appropriate the show started on April Fool's.
Now, Kathleen, you were a council member in the city of Tucson, and you remember when we did the A-frame thing, and you helped champion it with us and pushed it through. We got a 7-0 vote, I think.
Oh, my God. Well, what I have to tell people is your face, because where were you guys when I was in office? Because I had absolutely nobody to back me up.
You were out there on your own.
We were in one of the committee meetings, and your face, if I could only have a photograph of it, because I basically told the staff to shut up.
I didn't want to hear from them. Yes.
I did not want to hear from them. They had screwed up this city for the last 20 years.
Yes.
They sit in their seats. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Yes.
They've never signed a paycheck in their life. And we didn't need to hear their opinion because we had their opinion on the books.
Exactly.
Yes. Loved it. Loved it. It was a breath of fresh air for a young pup like me.
Oh, your face. Your mouth was open and your eyes were so big because nobody talks that way to anybody.
No.
And, you know, a staff member, and no matter, especially a committee, you know, whatever they were,
sure,
of the departments.
Yeah.
And, your face was priceless, but we got it through.
Yeah. C.S. Lewis talks in Screwtape Letters about what hell is, and it's bureaucracy. it's what they were doing. They can just wait you out and take and talk about the smallest things and just kill you as a business guy.
Kill you.
Yeah.
So it was my pleasure to have the chance to work with you.
That was awesome.
And when your show came on, you know, I used to have a transistor radio that, you know, I couldn't get the signal. Thank goodness for satellite radio, because you're on speakers every morning all over the house, and I'm just so thankful for this program and all you do for this city.
Well, thanks for the service that you did for the city as well, and we worked on small business issues together, and it was awesome. Good to meet you and work with that in that world.
Well, my pleasure. Congratulations, and here's to another 11 years, and just keep on rocking, guys.
I think if I'm doing this 11 years from now, I'll beat my face in with brass knuckles. Kathleen, thanks for all that you do and all your support. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to the phones line. We had a drop-off on the other side of the glass doors. Ben from Divine Bovine. Amigo, this is amazing.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good. So, Ben, new to me, this is a new restaurant. I have never met you, and Chris has had you on before, but where are you located, and how do I visit?
How do you get more?
Yeah, how do I get more of this stuff?
Absolutely. So, we are at the southwest corner of Speedway and Wilmont. We're tucked right behind the wonderful Beyond Bread.
Okay.
And we're a standalone building there, serving the best burgers in Tucson by far.
Awesome. So tell me, I'm an old farm boy, and if you look at my license plate, which I think is parked next to you, it says beef on it. I'm a beef guy. I love good beef. Tell me about the hamburger. What is this that you made?
You know, that's what sets us apart. The beef blend that we get, it's ground fresh just for us. It's a blend of chuck, brisket, and short rib. Mm. And so you got the beefy from the chuck, and then that brisket adds some deep tones to it, and then the short rib adds a little bit of fatty juiciness to it. It's truly just the perfect blend.
So I'm a big fan of an 80-20 mix, at least with some fat, because you got to get that fat to get the flavor. Are you doing that? That's where you're getting the chuck. Okay.
Yeah, we're right at about 80-20. I think we're 81-19. But, I mean, you know, tomato, tomato, it's pretty close.
My wife brings home this 90% grass-fed, and it tastes like shoe leather. What are you doing? Get that stuff out of here.
I'm not a fan of the grass-fed.
Me either. You got to have the corn finishing to get the marbling of the meat.
Yeah, absolutely. That grass-fed leaves a little bit of a green taste to it. And, you know, I'm just a... I like my food good and tasty. I don't need it trendy.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Well, let's break down the burgers you brought for us because they're amazing. I got the farmhand, I believe, which Joe says it's wrong because I'm nowhere close to a farmhand. But
look at his hands. Look at his.
They're creamy, creamy, milky white.
Creamy, milky white.
So that one is going to be our peanut butter burger. We have our creamy Jeff peanut butter on there, our homemade raspberry jam, white cheddar, candied bacon, and our homemade sweet hot pickles. You know, it's one of those things that when people look at it, they're like, really? Then you watch them eat it, and their face changes, and they're in love. They're, I didn't know.
It's probably that's three amazing, stages, right? You hit it first, and then again, you get that sweet, the salt. I mean, that's got to be good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's just layers and layers. And then let's see, what else did I bring you?
Higgins is eating the Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
Okay, so that is my favorite burger we have by far. And I made it for you just how I eat it. I put it on sourdough bread. And you got goat cheese, roasted red peppers, reduced balsamic, chili sauce, and bacon. And, oh, my God, it's so many layers of flavor as you eat it.
Yes. It comes with a nap afterwards.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my doctor tells me, he's like, no more. Have some salad. Stop eating those.
You brought the Flying Buffalo Chicken. Alicia, our front office lady, she's gonna bomb that. What's in that, on that?
So the Flying Buffalo, we have our homemade ranch dressing, and we don't use that packet stuff. We actually make it from true scratch. Fresh herbs in there, and we mix it up. So our homemade ranch, our homemade buffalo sauce, our homemade pickles, and then we marinate that chicken in the spiced buttermilk, and it's juicy and delicious. It's probably our best-selling chicken sandwich.
And then Eddie got the mushroom swish. Swish, swish.
Yeah, I went pretty normal for him. I knew he liked it. And yeah, some nice garlic buttered mushrooms, sherried onions on there, our homemade herbed mayonnaise. And then Norm over at La Baguette down off of Broadway. Norm's been baking my bread for me fresh for 15 years now, and he does an amazing job. So it's just quality, quality bread.
So what's your background and your journey to get to the restaurant?
You know, I made a wrong turn once.
And, yeah, we all have. I did mine 11 years ago, by the way.
Yeah. I used to own Brush Fire Barbecue here in town.
Okay, cool.
And I started out as a cook just 25 years ago, working my way up through it, worked with some great people. I worked with Danny Scordato. I worked with Mike Varish. And just climbed through the ranks and then opened my own shop of Brush Fire 12 years ago or so. Sold it a couple of years ago and wanted a nice small burger shop to have some fun, cook some good food, and, you know, rock the burger world.
Yeah, you guys were doing, you were advertising with us for a long time at Brush Fire. You had the ice cream stuff coming on. It was new. It was really, really good. So all this stuff that you're talking about is, you know, simple ingredients, custom ingredients, nothing, you know, nothing processed, all
sourced perfectly. We can definitely say Ben has evolved over time.
That's awesome, Ben.
Which is what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You have to have made from scratch.
Yep.
If you want to stand out and you want people to love you, you need to be a little bit different. You need to have a little bit higher quality, and you can't be opening boxes and serving food. We don't want Applebee's crap. We want stuff that's tasty, delicious, and different. And, you know, at Divine Bovine, we don't own a freezer. So everything in that building is completely fresh. It comes in fresh. We make our own fries. We make our own tater tots. We make our own sweet potato fries. If it's in that building, we made it ourselves.
So the fries are like my dad makes, where there's a little bit of the skin still on it when you fry them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. You can't find it very often.
It's the way to do it. And I use a magic potato. It's called a pure gold potato. It's only been around about 7-8 years now. And it is the most perfect potato known to man. It is creamy. It has texture. It's an amazing potato. I never thought I would be all
excited about a potato.
Well, that's what I love. The guys, yeah. That's what you want. You want your restaurant guys to be excited by a damn potato. That's right. What I want.
Good thing.
Yeah. My life has reached that point where potatoes entertain me.
So, Ben, this must be a curveball for you and other restaurant friends. And how can our listeners support you? Or are you doing takeouts? How do we make you whole here during this time?
Absolutely. You know what? Come in and buy some food. So we're doing takeout. You can either order it online on our website. You can call our restaurant, or you can walk through the door and order it. We're fast, we're hygienic, it's super quality food, you're supporting local. We've managed to not lay off a single employee. Wow. That's our goal right now. We're not trying to make money, we're just keeping the doors open, and sure. We're trying to make sure our employees have money to keep paying their bills, and that's the most important thing right now. So show up, get some food, buy a gift certificate, and you know, as much as I want everybody to eat at my restaurant every single day, mm-hmm. I know it's not realistic. So it doesn't matter where you spend it. Just spend it local. Spend it at all of our restaurants all around town.
Ben, what's the website so people can order, and what's the phone number?
Sure. DivineBovineBurgers.com. And then the phone number is 520-203-8884.
And what is the hours of operation so people know?
So we're running from 11 till 8, slightly shortened hours than our normal hours, but 11 till 8, Monday through Saturday, and on Sundays we close down at 6.
Awesome. Well, Ben, the food is amazing. Yes. I think you're killing it. When you came on a couple of months ago, and once the Wakeys found you, my buddy Mark from the Marriott University Park Hotel from Oral Valley, he drives from his house to your place on Wilmot and Speedway. That's how much he loves your burgers.
It's so a good burger.
You know what? Bless your listeners, because they come in, they tell me all the time, they're like, this is where I heard you, and we're here to try it. And, you know, we believe we have a product that once you try it once, you're coming back. We're going to change your mind about burgers. A better burger is out there, and we have it.
And folks, while you're at home and not getting out of the house, try to eat out. Try to go one meal a day, go through, find good folks, good local things, and just order pickup.
Ben, you the man.
Sprinkle
as always, man. Great job. Thanks. It's our anniversary today, so nothing better than eating giant burgers to celebrate our 11th anniversary on the air.
Oh, that's awesome, guys. Congratulations to you, too. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. We love your message that you send out there.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Keep going. Keep doing it, baby.
Thank you, fellas. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. This birthday burger is as big as a birthday cake, man. Yeah. This is crazy.
We don't need no stinking cake, as we like to say.
He's doing it right. Woo! He's doing it right. And you're a foodie. I never was. I kind of eat anything.
You're getting there.
But as I'm around you, and as we interviewed these chefs and how these people come in with their dreams and their ideas, you can tell the good. Remember the guy that came in with macaroni and cheese, and you asked him where to come from, and he said, oh, the tub from Cisco or whatever.
Yeah, I remember.
Right. That kind of stuff. When people do it right, you can tell. And now, because I've been around you long enough, I can tell.
Yep.
It's noticeable.
You've been a good Padawan in this journey.
Yes.
We're going to do these Food Fridays Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But my wife's been so overblown with the requests, I might have to do a Food Friday every day for the next 30 days, which I don't mind.
It's okay.
Wouldn't be that bad. Okay. And we're doing this in conjunction with our good friends from Visit Tucson, who want you to get out there and eat local. So, Ed Alexander, spin us away. Higgins, DeSimone, 11th anniversary. Here we go. This is my boy Higgins, Funky Town.
That's my man.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9. We got us a convoy. Remember those? Oh, those were their talk on the radio, on the songs when we were growing up?
I remember.
We got us a convoy.
Well, especially a hick like you from Wisconsin.
Heck,
that was that was like your anthem.
That was it.
Oh, he said rubber ducky. Did you hear that? It's so great.
What,
he
was
said
rubber ducky. What was your handle, Chris?
My handle?
Yes.
Dungeon Master 1970.
There we go. Geek out. Geek out.
Chris Bubany, one of our favorite artists.
Hey, Chris.
Mine was Big Bone, by the way.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, Chris and Joe. We love you guys.
Cool. And how's her show going? Is she Bob, whatever? Happy Clouds?
That's a different one.
Oh, different one.
That's It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Jesse Lugo, gas prices at Costco today, $1.65.
No way.
Yes.
It's coming down.
790-2040. Let's go. Oh, this is a voice from the past.
Yeah.
Wow. If you want the prodigal son moment, Rick Sturtz, what the heck is going on? Sturtz.
Oh, no. I just hung up on him after all that. Oh, my God. It was all set up.
Ed is a jerk. Let's go to Adriana.
Rick. I talked him into holding on.
Let's go to Adriana on line two. Adriana. Are you actually there?
Good morning.
Hey!
Yes, I am. Rick, call back. I was like, really, Rick Sturtz? Wow,
I'm an idiot, of course.
Adriana, what is new and what is happening? How is Tejas doing? I know you're still out here, but you're my Texas connection.
Texas is great.
Good.
I can't wait. I'm going to be traveling the next year. I actually have to say, after 20 years of being here, you guys have been a part of my life for 11 years.
Wow.
Of that 20 years. And that's monumentous to me. I mean, it's something, you know, that I know that you guys have always been a part of me. And, you know, we have so many people who have left. Yeah. Like, I have a lot of Texas buddies who have left who still listen to you guys.
Wow.
And so that's great. And I have to say that you guys have always said local is what matters.
Mm-hmm.
And in a time like this,
mm-hmm.
you can have national news all day long, but what's affecting you the most and the information that you need is local.
Yes.
And you guys have been having these businesses on, the stories that these restaurateurs are telling us. It makes it more personal. I mean, I've always believed in eating locally. You know, the whole thing when we started the happy hours is always local. Because that's what we support. I mean, everybody is a part of our economy, the chains. But local has a story to it that's very personalized and individualized to the business and the business owner and the model that they create. So I just want to congratulate, you know, Wake Up Tucson, when you started to where you are now. I can't wait for the years to come. And even when I leave here, I am still going to be a Wake Up Tucson listener.
You know, Adriana, we have, as humans, evolved in tribes and with community and dealing with other people. And I think these social medias and all this tearing going on in the culture, you know, we're not going to churches like we used to. Anytime there's an opportunity to build culture and build a community and join a tribe, whether it's a Wake Up Tucson tribe or visit this restaurant that you've known and can have a relationship with them, we're hungry for it as people. So we just need to get back to that.
It is, because we've actually had so much social distancing over the years with all of our electronics and our gadgets and everything that, you know, some kids nowadays don't even know how to talk to each other because they know how to do it on a phone.
Yep.
Well, that's why all those happy hours. You're the one who came up to Joe and I and said, "Hey, Dunderheads, you should be doing these happy hours."
Yeah.
And it was the best thing, one of the best things we ever did. You did an amazing job with it.
Right.
But that face to face and putting, you know, and all these, how many listeners have become lifelong friends now because of happy hours and the show?
Right? Oh my gosh! Oh yes, absolutely. And so many of them, you know, wanting to share what's going on in Tucson too. That's the most important thing. It's like they're telling you. Like, they're on the front line of different things that are coming up and that are happening that we wouldn't have known had it not been for our listeners.
Look, two of our best friends in the world are Tia and Teddy, right? And she's quit listening to the show five times over 11 years.
She has.
Yes,
I'm done.
All right, we got to get going to bottom of the hour news.
You.
Thanks, Adriana, for all that you do.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, dear.
CBS News, and then we keep trucking on. Here we go. Wake up.
This is from the Rick Sturtz playlist.
Well,
many years
Stones.
Ago. Yeah.
790-2040 is the number. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice. This hour of Wake Up Tucson brought to you by Cabco, Central Arizona Block, another great longtime sponsor of Wake Up Tucson. Three great locations, Wetmore, Valencia, by the big airplanes, and out in Sierra Vista. Yes, Joe Higgins.
Are all the governments shut down?
Well, no. Chuck sent he admitted in a newspaper article last week that 30% of all those employees are, quote, non-essential.
Are we talking the FTEs that aren't really employees that are just on the budget?
I did the math on that.
Yeah.
So if you do the FTEs, the fake ones, the 1,000,
right.
plus the 2,100 he said we don't really need,
right.
and you multiply that by the 70,000 base salary plus bennies,
right,
out the door, that's $215 million a year.
Yes. Nice.
Thanks, Chuck.
That's a lot of votes, though.
Now, is he really there? Is he really on the phone?
I'm not touching anything.
Are you lying to us? All right, let's start again. The other prodigal son, Rick Sturtz, is that really you?
Well, I put in Adrian. If you'd like to do, I'm not sure.
Mr. Sturtz, so good to hear your Delatone voice.
What's up?
Yeah, I have to tell you guys, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I appreciate the opportunity that you gave me to share some of my thoughts with you and your listeners when I was sitting in for you over the few years ago, and I miss being able to share some of
the craziness you see.
the world is in an interesting reset right now, and yeah. I think that quite frankly, God has given us the opportunity to revisit some of our priorities.
I think so too.
And when we do that, when we start looking into our hearts instead of our heads, I think that we're going to be better served at the end of the day.
I think you are right. We're looking at an economic reset, a cultural reset, a political reset, a global reset, and a spiritual reset.
Yeah, I think the spiritual reset, we're actually seeing some of that come up because we are a community of human beings that need to be living in community.
Mm-hmm.
And we've missed a lot of our priorities. You guys have identified those over the last 11 years about mm-hmm. how we overthink things in our municipalities. We spend mm-hmm. too much time in thinking about the small things and then realize that those unintended consequences were actually intended. And that's the shame. Mm-hmm. That's the shame of our local government, is that we believe them to be unintended, and unfortunately, I think they're completely intended.
And your battle, Rick, was you see something, you fix it, right? You saw the problem, you're like, I got to do something. And we just lined up together.
Yeah, exactly. I just believe that steering into the skid is the smartest way to go. And in any traffic condition that you've got, Joe and I are old Wisconsin boys. You mm-hmm. understand what that means. But mm-hmm. when you see it, you don't run away. You don't make a fast U-turn because all that does is collapse the rest of the road.
Yep.
You steer into the skid. You do the best you've got with the tools that you've been given. And when you create a community around you that are folks that really want to make a difference, mm-hmm. Like yourselves, and the most fun that I just had was listening to Ed Alexander go whoops again. I miss that. I miss the whoops.
Me too.
thank you, Ed, for that. So the good news is that I think that God has given us an opportunity for a reset. It's just up to us as individuals whether or not we take advantage of that or we squander an opportunity that is facing us on a global basis.
Yeah. How's the grandkids? How's your wife? How's Debbie doing? How's everything else?
Everything is great. I've got 5 grandkids. We've moved from the Midtown out to the east side so that we can be close to the 4 of our 5.
Great.
And we're seeing them right now. Everybody's in lockdown, of course. But life is good.
That's good.
You guys sound great. And the show continues to be just run excellent. The transition between the ownership, I think, went extremely smoothly from, you know, a listener's point of view. So
Rick, honestly, when I left the show, did it go way downhill? That's what I've been kind of hearing and feeling. Chris says it got better.
I think that Chris has done a remarkable job in actually doing things that you were doing in preparation, and he's been able to articulate it the same clear voice that you had, Joe.
Oh, good answer.
And
Mr. Politician over there.
You know, I just think things are going to be just fine. Life is just going to be just fine. And again, take advantage of the situation. I love you guys. I love your show. Congratulations on 11 great years. And I can't wait to celebrate your 20th anniversary with you.
Great to hear from you, Rick.
Rick, have a great time, man. Thanks for everything. Thanks for your support in the past, too. We appreciate it.
All right. All right, brother. Take care.
Later, Rick. 790-2040 is the phone number. We knew this one was coming, Hig Dog. TIAGLORIA. What's up, hot stuff?
How are my babies doing?
What's up, Gloria?
Well, I would have called earlier, but I woke up at 1 in the morning, couldn't get back to sleep, fell asleep around 4, and just woke up.
Well, this is what happens when people are kicking in your back fence to try to break into your car. So,
or was it a bunch of booze last night, Gloria? Which was it?
No boozing over here, I tell you.
All right.
What was that syrup that old people used to take to get their... get up and go going. Geritol. Geritol. That's the craziest thing we drink. Yeah, it is a crazy time, and several of the neighbors are wondering if more unemployment happens, are we going to see more crime? And I said, well,
yes.
Let's stay vigilant. I mean, we really, the police took 3 hours to get there after that horrible break-in yesterday. And so that is
3 hours.
Scary.
Were they breaking up house parties for the coronavirus?
Oh, that's terrible.
No.
Is this the one that you sent me?
Yes.
So, real quick, this is on Linden. Someone used a pry bar to gain access to the back, proceeded to kick in all of the locked interior doors, then took whatever they could, including the aforementioned rifle.
And this is near the U of A hospital.
Yes.
Right. And it was a two-person deal, double cab, white truck with, what is that stuff that you fix?
Primer.
Bondo kind of stuff, yeah.
With primer, yeah, with primer. And so the one guy stayed in the truck, and the other guy came running out with all the stuff, threw it in, and off they went.
Mm.
So it is a white truck with the primer spots, especially in the back. Mm. And everyone's sharing up, you know, information. You know, we hang in there, though. We're all putting teddy bears in the window so when people walk by, they know that we are people of good faith.
Mm.
And people are offering to run to the store for other people. People keep calling me, and it finally hit me. I'm the old person they're calling.
Checking. My wife said, have you checked in with Gloria yet? I'm like, I think she's
okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Did Gloria get her bottle of tequila this week? Right. Bring it to Gloria.
Yeah. And it showed this young woman that you know, Emily, she used to work for you at one of the cellular
Yeah.
the phone places. Emily, I said, Emily, are you calling me because you're checking up on old people? And she said, you're kind of the oldest person I know.
That's great.
Morning, wake up.
She's a sweetie. Okay.
So
well,
two quick stories before I lose you. Our first remote, you know, I hated doing remotes.
We were just talking about this
was
Sunday.
Was when Gloria and Teddy came by. It was at a bank somewhere.
M&I Bank, Campbell and River.
Oh, it was horrendous. Number one. Number two, how many times have you quit listening to us, Gloria?
I think it's three. Oh. I think I said five. I think it's three.
It's three.
And then you got us to do positive Mondays, and that lasted for about two Mondays or three Mondays. We just kept running out of positive stuff. You try, Gloria. You keep on this guy. Make sure he stays straight.
Now, you boys need to know that Tia doesn't quit listening to you. She quits calling me.
You're a sneaky listener.
But I'm here in the closet listening to you.
Well, say hi to Teddy for us.
We will. We both love you so much. Your families, your kids, everybody. And your moms. We love your moms.
Yeah.
Love you too, young lady.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
790-2040 is the phone number. We may get to something to talk about. We got calls to take. This one's really important.
Uh-oh.
You haven't heard from this one in a while.
Uh-oh.
The number one shareholder of Wake Up Tucson stock. The only stock not to go down in the corona dump of Wall Street. Well, Terry, the number one shareholder. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. And everybody said we love you, so I'm going to say it in German. Ich liebe dich.
Gesundheit.
No, it's not the dish, but it's ich liebe dich.
Okay.
I just want to say buenos dias, como esta, and all that good stuff here. And I love Mexico. Good people, honest people, hardworking people, and they're doing good and with the virus. They're fighting it, and we should be able to do it too. And look, I don't own a businessman. I don't pretend to be one. I just want to say these people are suffering throughout America, and give it to Trump, who I will reelect, be proud of it, because I'm an American, and he's truly American. And he represents we the people, and he's doing a good job in Washington. He's getting the high priority kudos. All his staff people are not just fly by nights. They're there. They're serious, flashy. Definitely.
Terry, tell us what this country means to you and how important it is that we get through this.
Well, if you're from Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Germany, Deutschland, Alemania, or great country of Mexico.
Yeah.
You're representative of what you do, what you say, and how you act, and you love this country, and not just Flag Day, but every day.
Yep.
And that's what it's about. Look, now you got me started.
It's about an idea. That's why I know you very well, brother. It's about an idea, right? It's about an idea of doing our own
1956,
thing.
1956, yeah. We became the citizens of the United States of America. And Dad was still in the Army, Fort Belvoir, Virginia. We love Virginia, by the way, big time.
It's for lovers.
And that's the southern part, not the northern part. And so we want to say that... which Alexandria, Virginia, not Alexander, but Alexandria, Virginia is where we got naturalized.
How old were you then, Terry?
We had to wait a couple of three years because I spoke German, Alemania, which means Mexico, means Germany. So we have a good tie for Mexico and Germany. We both love each other. We're good countries.
You both
together,
like tubas, by the way,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
And Ireland. Don't forget Ireland and potatoes, yeah. But Chris, I want to thank you. And you made this country, made this great station what it is. And I'm not ashamed to say it. You, Ed, and also my Irish friend there.
Yep.
So it takes a team to make a good effort here.
Terry, thanks.
I want to say this. It means a lot because, like you said, Chris, the other day, Jerry Lewis on the other station, forget about it. you need to listen to this, and you guys got new membership all the time, and stock is going up. We got a great president who loves this country,
yes,
and
sir.
Stand beside him
yes.
and guide him.
Give me the wrap-up, Terry.
God bless America.
Yeah, bless you too, sir.
God bless you.
I always
love
enjoy
you.
Your calls.
Dibba-dibba-dish.
Dibba-dibba-dish. Terry, you're the man. 8:47 in the morning, Higgins and DeSimone. It's like the old times here at Wake Up Tucson. I forgot when I made this Facebook page, Joe, that I put April 1st, 1920 as our birthday. So, of course, it's coming up. It's our 100th birthday
centennial.
Today. So,
centennial.
The centennial show of Wake Up Tucson. The Pliskin Acres, welcome to the jungle. Grant and Alvernon quarantined it like 10 years ago. Wake up. This song got new meaning for me. I remember there. I guess he's still there. It's the guy at the U of A tailgate, right, at the football games. And right before everyone would walk into the game, he would stand on the back of his pickup truck, and he would sing this to a kind of a karaoke, right? And Tucson's kind of like U of A football, right? The way we're run and the way what's available and how we do things, we're not going to any Rose Bowls.
Right.
Right? Until we start really taking things seriously, we're going to be the Advocare Bowl of economic development.
Gildan T-shirt Bowl. Pulling weed eater bowl.
You love the Gildan T-shirt. That. That's the New Mexico Bowl.
I love that.
We're hanging out one last segment with Joe Higgins, spending the day with us under quarantine here. We've been keeping an 8-foot distance from each other. We just actually disinfected the entire studio right now and during the break. So, Zach, you'll be safe. Zach is celebrating his one-year anniversary today. So, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill Buckmaster. I got to go in order. That's right. Let's go to Ingrid on line 3. Ingrid, good morning.
Good morning to keeping tune with the German gentleman.
Thank you.
Dr. Shane for wonderful programming. And I'd like to let you know that in honor of your anniversary, it's being April Fool's Day, I'm going to play a little joke on my family and pretend that I had a facelift. I got this idea from Golden Girls. You lean over the camera. Well, they did it with a mirror. You lean over the camera and let your face droop.
Okay.
And you take a picture of yourself. Then you lie on your back and you take another picture. And honest to God, you lose 20 years.
Nice.
And I'm gonna play this trick on my family, and then I'm gonna say April Fool's.
Awesome. Love
it. The good thing is I look just as ugly standing up as I do laying
down.
And
I will attest to that. I've seen both. So.
You have to lean over the camera with the gravity pulling everything down, and it really helps if you're over 70 years of age.
Okay.
Ingrid,
thank you
for all your listenership over
thank
the
you.
Years. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
790-2040 is the phone number. The last time this guy called the show, about a few days ago, he was a little on fire. Bill Buckmaster, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen, and I want to congratulate you. 11 years is quite an accomplishment, as you know.
Who the hell knew?
A very, very difficult business. So, hey, 11 years is really, really something to be very proud of. Congratulations.
Now, it's like dog years, though, isn't it, Bill? How many years you been in media?
Let's see, 52
well, there
years
you go.
In the business, 32 here in town.
Yeah, that's like 100 and something dog years.
Oh, my.
So, Bill, I made the announcement yesterday. I'm banning the mayor on Wake Up Tucson
that.
Until she comes on your show.
Yeah,
and when she
I
comes on
that.
Your show, I'll lift the ban. So this is
might
my solidarity with
that.
Might be a while.
I am completely booked right now, so I'm not holding my breath.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, and thanks for what you do over on the Buckmaster Show. And
I just got a tweet from Rahina. She's on a show in Phoenix. One in Nogales and one in Sierra Vista.
She's on top of it, yeah.
She's on Wake Up Lake Havasu in about 15 minutes.
I'm at the bottom of the list, I guess. All right. But congratulations, guys.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great day. Like, Higgins did anything.
Right.
He's been out for like 4 years.
I've been laying around. I'm on quarantine for 4 years.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bill. Check out Bill at the Buckmaster Show, 12 noon today. 790-2040. Let's go to Bunker on line 4. Bunker, you're on with Chris and Joe. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on 11 years from Emil Franzi's Voices of the West.
Excellent.
You guys do a great show. That's why I'll listen. And I know that's why everybody else does listen. So great. Keep up the good work and keep trucking.
Thanks, Bunker.
Thanks, Bunker. You the man.
You bet.
790-2040 is the phone number. Joe, we got a few minutes left here on the old rocker here. What do you got for
me? Well, you know,
you're not coming on for another 6 months, so let's do it.
We had talked. I'll do this really quickly. What Ed went off on a little rant this morning about kind of being awoken to this, not awoke, the old, not the bad awoke, but a good awoke. It's because these stories and these people and these characters and these actors are so insidious and so hard to follow, right?
Right.
If you're reading the paper, you don't quite get it. And what you and I had done all along the time on our show is we were on the committees. We were on the small business committees and sign codes, and you did tourism stuff, and you served on chamber.
I was on the Pima Transportation Advisory Committee, for
right.
God's sakes.
So we would literally be in the committee, and then you would come on and say, you wouldn't believe what just happened yesterday with this goofy thing or that goofy thing. In fact, you got disinvited by Kozacik to some committee.
Well,
it was
the convention center one.
The convention center,
right? And we learned that there was no oversight at the convention until I got there.
Right.
Right? The staff was paying off the members with free tickets to events.
Yes.
Oh, Elton John's coming. We got some house seats they held back. Would you like to sit front row and don't bother me?
Yes.
That was crap. That was going on all the time.
Yes. And that's what made the show so interesting is we knew too much. We were really, really in the game. And then you'd have great listeners that would tell us these horrendous stories. I still refer to the one, the ice cream store, where he went to get his ice cream shop built and the plan showed one bathroom. The inspector came and said...
That was Dickman's.
Was it Dickman's? No, they never opened. They had one bathroom, and then it was supposed to have a second bathroom, and then the next inspector goes, why do you have two bathrooms after you built it? Then because the plan showed
up. So when Dickman's trying to do an East Side store.
That was one of them, but there was an ice cream guy that called in, and his wife said,
right.
You're not opening.
We
just don't have the money. We ran out of capital.
How about Marco's Bakery?
Yeah. So these little things and these things that we bring a voice to and we talk about and we fight for are critical because this is someone's life. You know, they took the risk
yes.
and they opened up their business and they're out there making a payroll. And those of you that make a payroll, you know what that Thursday night before a Friday payroll is about. You're stressing. You're wondering, can I pay everything? Can I get some out myself?
So it goes back to a Republican donor guy was yelling at me, okay, that why do you have Allie Miller on your show?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy who thought because she was questioning Rio Nuevo, she was the worst person in the
mm-hmm.
world kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, why do you have her on your show? Ah, this whole thing. I said, okay. I got 7 council people, 5 Board of Supes, and 5, remember this is like a year ago,
yeah.
5 on TUSD, $3 billion a year of taxpayer dollars getting spent in very supposedly important things,
sure.
right? So out of those 17, Joe, how many of them might give a crap about the taxpayer?
Right.
Right? Allie's number one.
Right.
Steve.
Right.
Steggs.
Yep.
Maybe Sedgwick a little bit.
Yep.
So I go, I'm at 3.5 out of 17.
Right. Not even talking about some of these issues that
right.
are going on, right? Not even bringing them up.
Right.
We're focusing on plastic bag bans or, you know, homeless in the park that we can't get rid of. And we're in the stupidest
So
stuff.
Who do we advocate for, right?
Yeah.
That was the show. That was the whole thing that made us a little different.
Right.
Small business owner, taxpayer.
Yep.
That's it. It's still that to this day.
Yep.
And what was our dream? right? We want a fair playing field that is predictable and balanced.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And take care of, Zach has a very fancy word for it, for roads, parks, and cops, economic gardening. That's,
there you go.
That's the cute word for it. But that's all we wanted, right? Just do
not a handout to a favored connected person that writes the campaign check, or that's been in the game for so long that they're out there. Again, if you're in the seats, which you both and I have been doing, right? You've been working with restaurants and the tourism. I come from the small business side. When you're in the seats, you have no idea how hard it is. And our job was to put that voice and make that happen. Put that out to a character.
Joe, thanks for everything.
Always
love you, man.
You too, man.
Ed Alexander, thank you, buddy.
Hey, 11. Let's go for 12.
Oh,
come on.
I like that. We can go for 12. That's fine. Remember, Divine Bovine, Ben did an amazing job for us today. So you can call him at 203-8884 or go to DivineBovineBurgers.com. This food is amazing. Support local, and we'll see you tomorrow. Definitely David Schweikert's coming, and then some other folks.
I can't remember.
Okay.
I got to stretch a couple, like 15 seconds here yet, so I'll find them for you.
It's not a problem. And then we're going to do a Superfood Friday on Friday.
Schweikert, right? And hopefully Ryan Larson, maybe one more time.
Ryan Larson, and then the governor is either tomorrow or Friday, so we're working on that too.
Gotcha.
So.
Acting Secretary of something or other.
Oh, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security is on tomorrow.
Thank you very much. That's a good one.
That's a great one. Wake up.